We've got Thanksgiving coming up in just a couple of days. For those of you who don't know, welcome out from under the rock. A couple of days left until Thanksgiving, which means food, fun, family, football, and also those family discussions around the table, which can get heated. So to help us work through that, we've got Orange County Conservative Ashley Campbell here in the studio for another round of our conversation the other side. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody. Oh, thank you. I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Yeah.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm going to have lunch at my family's place and then dinner at my husband's family.
Okay, so you're splitting the...
Yes.
You were going to be stuffed by the end of the day.
That's okay. That's perfectly all right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm like kind of training for it this week, you know, so...
This will be the baby's first Thanksgiving too, right?
Baby's first Thanksgiving, so we've got all the family.
Very
all the
nice.
Family
oh,
to
that's
see.
Everyone wants to see the baby, right?
Yeah, they want their piece of the baby. So that's it'll be busy, but I'll just, you know, let them hold the baby, and I'll have another slice of pie. So it's okay.
I like it. I was telling you before we started that my friends always do Bojangles Thanksgiving, so we're going over to their house, and we're having
great.
A Bojangles turkey, which, by the way, they do. So
yeah.
And it's real good. We had them a couple years ago. So
I mean,
good.
I love Bojangles. I expect it is really good. So. Yeah. I don't look down on that at all.
Awesome. No. Anyone who does, like, no, you don't understand. They do a really good turkey. So,
of course.
Okay, so around the table at Thanksgiving, and this is something that, and a lot of people, like, look forward to seeing their families on Thanksgiving. A lot of other people dread it, and part of the reason that they dread it is because of those heated conversations that can happen around the dinner table. You and I have been working on this sort of civility project for a while now, which we're just getting set to launch along with Mia Burrows and the Orange County Commissioners and the Dispute Settlement Center and Fred Black and a few other people around the table as well working on this. So we are not uniquely suited, but we've been talking about it for a while, how to preserve civility in the context of heated discussions.
So, citizens. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I want to encourage civility, I guess.
So how do we do it?
Well,
you're going to Thanksgiving.
We do have this whole big project, which, you know, we've been having a few meetings this fall about, which is really exciting because I guess WCHL is going to be the guardians of this civility award, you know, in the, you know, not too distant future.
Keeping
I guess
it under
is
lock
plan.
And key, we are.
Yeah. So, you know, well, that's all to come. But, you know, when I was just on the way here, though, I heard a story on NPR reporting just what you were saying, that people dread these conversations around the dinner table, especially holidays, because I think I think people are so stressed out anyway. You know, whether it's you're dreading already just like certain family dynamics or you're in charge of all the cooking, you know, I've been there and you just want to disappear and just, you know, not talk to anybody about anything until everything is done and put together.
And conversations can get especially heated too because of the stress, right? Because of the stress and maybe alcohol gets involved.
I think, in some
cases.
I think so. I just put out like a informal Facebook request for, you know, how do people deal with political conversations at Thanksgiving or just around the holidays in general, and asked them if they had any tips for encouraging civility. And it looks like from the responses that I got, people so dread it. They're just like, no, we have an unspoken rule. Well, one person said that her family had an unspoken rule that no politics, no religion at Thanksgiving, but because it got broken, it became a spoken rule. Like they just,
oh,
the
wow.
family put the foot down and just put the kibosh on that. But it seemed, and most people said that they just don't bring it up. You know, it's don't have any political discussion whatsoever, but...
And a lot of people have.
Happen.
This is a lot of people have responded to this too. Like you posted, I'm seeing it for the first time now. I just pulled it up, and you posted this just a couple of hours ago, and 14 responses already.
Right.
And they're all the same, right? Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Someone said duct tape. That's
duct
good.
Tape. Yeah. To ensure that no one talks about it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, the story I heard on NPR, getting back to that, I guess NPR did the survey themselves, and they were reporting that that this year, from their polling, 58% of Democrats are dreading these conversations, and it's a slightly lower percentage for Republicans, but that the Republicans, I guess, are more apt to feel like it'll be interesting or they'll have constructive conversations, but their interpretation of that was, that's because federally, in the federal government, you know, you have more, the Republicans are in power or have the presidency in Congress, et cetera. And so they just feel more comfortable expressing their views than in previous years, I guess. But
only if that's changed in the last couple of years. I'm not sure that it would have.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to interpret that. But the main takeaway is that a lot of people feel like that they don't want to bring up any kind of politics because it always ends badly. And they also, in the same poll, had folks, you know, their views on civility as well, and how they think that the current political climate fosters these uncivil conversations at Thanksgiving. So it's sort of everything bouncing off one another. And another, last year, after we had this momentous election, and you know, you had half of the country that was so disappointed and half of the country that was so elated, and you had this holiday coming right on the heels of it. I guess I could understand at that point in time, a lot of people were just like, okay, we just don't want to open up, you know, any sores that are just starting to heal.
Right.
But I don't know if you feel any different. I don't think that much has changed in the past year. I think that people still feel like maybe they felt last year.
I think so, too. And I think one of the things that I've been thinking about just in the context of 2017, and tell me if you disagree with this, but like in the run-up to 2016, and not just like the election cycle, but just the 6 or 8 or 10 years, I mean, you can go back to the mid-2000s on this, politics had become sort of increasingly polarized and conflicts had become so entrenched, and Congress had gotten to the point of just being incapable of doing anything at all because the filibuster had really kicked in and the Senate couldn't act, and all of this sort of entrenched conflict. And it felt like Washington, D.C., and sort of federal politics and just the country as a whole had gotten stuck in a rut, and we needed something to jar us out of the rut. And the one thing about the 2016 election is that it was jarring. Problem is, and I think anyone who's ever been like stuck in a ditch on the side of the road will agree with this. If you or played a pinball game, I guess would be the other example of this, where like if you get stuck, you kick the car or whack the pinball machine, and you can jar the thing out of the rut, but you can also jar it deeper into the rut at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's really just
break your toe.
Right. it's a coin toss as to what the jarring thing does. Does it actually get you out of the rut, or does it plunge you in deeper? And I worry that we've been plunged in deeper.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every family or set of family and friends that gathers together around a Thanksgiving table, it's going to be different. I mean, some people in my family, and this is just the way I was raised, I think, I mean, we like to fight. so for us, it's just, you know, who can get in there and who can win, you know, this should be competitive. Not everybody's family is like that, I guess.
I can't imagine.
I guess some people are just polite. So, you know, just talk about the food and being thankful for things, I guess, let's be positive on Thanksgiving. But
there's that middle way though. There's fighting and being competitive and trying to win and really like getting down into it.
Yeah.
And there's being polite and changing the subject whenever something potentially heated comes up and not talking about it. And there's gotta be that middle way of being able to talk about the troubling issues in a way that doesn't lead to the fight, right?
Yeah,
hopefully.
I would think so.
It's that tightrope.
I mean, don't use alcohol as a crutch. You know, I think that's
rule
number one. And, you know, but from a historical perspective, you know, it's interesting I just happened to come across this and was reminded that back during the Roosevelt administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in 1939,
I have to have these notes
yes, so I don't get the facts wrong, but back in 1939, coming out of the Great Depression, of course, the nation was just still reeling from this economic collapse. A lot of powerful merchants, especially in the New England area, put pressure on Roosevelt to change Thanksgiving from the last Thursday in November to the it was the third or next to last Thursday to make the Christmas season shopping season longer.
Right.
Because even though it's funny to think about today where you have Christmas out in the stores, you know, before Halloween's even over. Back then, it was taboo to have things out before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And, you know, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did that and moved Thanksgiving, but it created this tumult all across the nation. You had, know, people, of course, he was a Democrat, and so Democrat families in states especially went along with that.
Right,
and then you had, you know, more Republican controlled states and families, you know, were just aghast that this would be changed to, you know, this secularization of Thanksgiving, which I pretty much now, I guess a lot of people think of it as a secular holiday.
Well,
even
fun
though
and family and food and football, right?
Right,
like all
right.
Four of those, yeah.
Right, but I mean, well, speaking of football, I mean, that even that's been politicized this year,
oh, God,
so you can't
yeah.
even rely on that.
Yeah, it's going to be bad because the Cowboys are playing too, like of all the teams.
Yeah, so you can't even just turn on the game and check out. That's political too, but in any case, back in the late 1930s and early 1940s, you had actually Democrats and Republicans celebrating Thanksgiving on different weeks. So, you know, at least we've gotten on the same week, I guess. So with that historical perspective, maybe it's a little bit better. But I think people can sit around a table and just, you know, try to calmly talk their way, just talk your way through an issue. And, you know, maybe you have to just listen to people and, you know, take their, if they are having an emotional response to something, just try to work with, you know, the facts, at least as best you can tell. Don't turn to your smartphone, probably, like if you, during the middle of dinner, you know, you can check, you can email each other later if you want to continue the conversation, but I would really agree with you. I think that there's a way to get through a conversation in a civil way.
Yes.
And you know, don't shy away from politics because maybe your family, your friends, you know, with Thanksgiving, you know, we do feel so divided, I think, at times. And we have, you know, the media and social media and enhance that feeling a lot. So maybe it's an opportunity to talk through sensitive issues with people that you're close to, that you can gain a different perspective. Yeah. I mean, that would be my hope for the holiday. So.
And failing that, take a page from the 1930s. Democrats get together on this Thursday and Republicans get together on the following Thursday.
I hope you don't
That's the absolute last resort, right?
right. But let's just get together.
Yes.
And have a good time and, you know, be thankful for all the good things in our lives.
There you go. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.